listening to the Havoc Story Podcast.
The Havoc Story Podcast presents The Mushroom Conundrum, written by Rachel Dibb. Narrated by Hugh Jansen. Teen therapist consultant, not a phase. On-site amphibious, Robert, and mushroom taste tester, Spots Toadstool, who has sadly passed away due to candiasis. Dr. Miranda eyed the teenager perched before her. Tilly was a wisp of a girl with hot pink hair and delicate, almost pixie-like features. A lumpy burlap sack lay by her feet. Though she was curious about the bag's contents, Dr. Miranda decided to wait for Tilly to explain. "So, what brought you in today, Tilly?" The teen pursed her lips, eyed Dr. Miranda with a raised brow and shrug. "I fell in love with a boy. He didn't feel the same and started dating my best friend." Dr. Miranda nodded. "Not such a hard case. So, I turned him into a mushroom." The therapist blinked. "Sorry?" Dr. Miranda forced her face to remain neutral as she studied the teen. "Okay, not such an easy case. Unless, of course, she's pranking me." As if detecting the therapist's skepticism, Tilly sighed and flicked her wrist. Dr. Miranda's stapler wiggled, then it grew legs. A moment later, the object hopped across the deck, no longer a stapler but a bulbous brown toad. "So she's not pranking me, or crazy, it's magic." Dr. Miranda narrowed her gaze. "You're one of the gnome folk." In the blink of an eye, the teen girl changed. While she still sported the pink hair and delicate features, she now had purple skin with a reflective quality, somewhat like polished stone. She had also shrunk to the size of a 4-year-old. Tilly stared up at Dr. Miranda with sky-blue, dewdrop-shaped eyes and shrugged. "I heard human therapists helped people fix their problems." Dr. Miranda tilted her head. "Yes, but..." "Well, I have a problem." Tilly presented the sack. "I never wanted Colian to stay a mushroom forever. I only wanted him to give time to contemplate his erroneous ways."
"As a mushroom?"
Dr. Miranda lifted a brow.
"Can't do much besides think as a mushroom,"
Tilly pointed out.
"Mushrooms don't have brains."
"This one does. It's tiny, but it exists."
With an agitated sigh, Dr. Miranda shook her head.
"And no one in your community can help you? I'm not exactly familiar with magical transformations."
Tilly shifted in her seat.
"Everyone is a bit annoyed with me at present."
Dr. Miranda pressed her lips together, attempting to understand Tilly's logic. She failed.
"I don't follow."
"I transformed Colin into my friend's mushroom patch," Tilly said with another flick of her hand.
The therapist was glad when nothing else on her desk transformed.
"The same friend he started dating."
Tilly nodded.
"And ironic way to punish them both. He'd be in plain sight, but she wouldn't be able to find him."
"I see.
Anyway, before I could turn him back, her family harvested all the mushrooms."
Tilly leaned forward, eyes wide.
"I panicked. I mean, I wanted Quillen to learn a lesson, not get eaten. So I bought all of the mushrooms, hoping to find him and transform him back."
She sunk down into her seat.
"But now everyone thinks I'm selfish for hoarding all the mushrooms."
"You are selfish," Dr. Miranda replied. "You were spurned and enacted revenge by turning your crush into a mushroom."
Tilly tilted her head, face contemplative.
"I don't see the problem."
"Of course you don't."
Dr. Miranda squeezed the bridge of her nose.
"I'm sorry, but I don't know how I can help you."
"You can help me by figuring out which of these is Colin."
Tilly shook the bag. She then transformed back into a human form, stood, and dumped the sack's contents atop the desk. Dr. Miranda watched as mushrooms toppled from the bag, covering her desk's entire surface. The toad, unable to hop away in time, disappeared beneath the load. Dr. Miranda briefly wondered if her stapler had just been squished.
"All of them,"
Tilly grinned.
"You came highly recommended."
"Oh, that explains Miss Perkins' annoyance of her teens pestering her last week."
"I want you to use your technique to see inside these mushrooms and detect which one contains Colin's essence."
"That's not how therapy..."
Dr. Miranda paused as her gaze fell upon one mushroom in particular. There was definitely something odd about it. "Does that have an eye?" The eye blinked.
"Yep, that's an eye."
Dr. Miranda bit a lip.
Exhaling slowly, she plucked the mushroom from the pile and held it out to Tilly. "This one is Colin." Tilly wrinkled her nose as she leaned forward to scrutinise the fungi.
"Are you sure?"
The eye blinked again. Dr. Miranda swallowed. "Positive." Tilly accepted the mushroom, set it down in the chair and flicked her wrist. Within moments, a green-eyed purple gnome had replaced the grey-capped fungus. Coylan lowered his chin and crossed his arms.
"Real, Tilly! A mushroom!"
"Serves you right,"
Tilly snorted. Coylan waved his hand and instantly grew to match Tilly's eye.
"Do you know how much it hurts to get picked?"
"I suspect the same as rejection."
Coylan rolled his eyes.
"You started ignoring me. I wanted you to feel jealous."
"Jealous?"
A wry smile lifted Tilly's lips.
"I was doing the same."
An impish grin lit up Colin's features. He took Tilly's arm and swung it towards the door.
"Ah, I knew you were the only norm for me."
Shaking her head, Dr. Miranda watched them go. "Gnome or human, youths are all communication deficient." Her gaze fell on the mushroom still littering her desk. A muffled rose from the heap. "At least my stapler's okay." The Mushroom Conundrum. Written by Rachel Dibb. Narrated by Hugh Jansen.
This is Havoc.